Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Brief protest in northeast Wichita. We have the story.
Kirby protesters call for change. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Random coronavirus testing planned for Sedgwick County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners discuss future CARES Act funding opportunities. The details are coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Just like the song says, the heat is on. It will continue throughout today, tomorrow, and the weekend. Is there any break in sight? Our complete forecast is coming up.
Protesters took to the streets Wednesday night, blocking traffic for a time at 13th and Oliver in northeast Wichita. A police officer was at the location around 9 o'clock, but soon left the scene. Police were closely monitoring the situation, should it become violent.
Community leaders held a peaceful protest in Derby yesterday.
It was organized by a group of Derby high school students who say they want to send a message for change. Derby City Council member John McIntosh tells KSN News he was there to support the next generation who he says can implement that change.
What's happening is seen a lot more than it used to be. They're seeing it. They're involved in it. That's their daily lives now. So they understand and they're seeing more what goes on in the world. And sometimes they're just getting fed up.
Businesses in the area did close down early due to the afternoon protest. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County commissioners discussed CARES Act funding opportunities for residents and businesses.
Applicants can look for a list of eligible expenses on the county's website this Friday, along with an online form to help officials decide how to distribute those funds. The commission deferred for 2 weeks a vote on funding for COVID-19 antibody testing. Dr. Menz, chief public health officer, explained why the county should not fund the tests at this time.
We just don't have confidence in this. It's a tool that was developed for physicians and the physician community that I'm aware of, and my consultants and colleagues in Kansas City all agree this test is not ready for prime time.
Commissioners also approved $125,000 to purchase two EMS vehicles aimed at improving response times in the west and southwest part of the county. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Health Department is asking residents of the county to answer the call next week to help determine the spread of the coronavirus in the county. During the week of June 8th, the department is partnering with a call center to call 1,600 randomly selected residents and ask them to be tested, regardless of symptoms. County Health Director Adrian Burns says the call center will reach out to people across every demographic, such as race, age, and income.
And that's what we want, so that we get a good representation or sampling of our community.
The testing will identify residents with active coronavirus infection on the day the NP swab was collected. The tests will not determine whether a person was previously infected with the virus and has recovered.
Legislation easing restrictions on a popular small business loan program is headed to the president's desk.
The Senate fast-tracked a House-passed bill giving small business owners more flexibility in how they use money from the Paycheck Protection Program, a fully forgivable loan program approved as part of the coronavirus response. Last week, the House nearly unanimously approved the bill, increasing the amount of time money can be spent and reduced how much must be used specifically for payroll. An earlier attempt to pass the measure through unanimous consent was blocked as senators sought clarity on how long the program will last. Objections were dropped late Wednesday evening, allowing the Senate to quickly pass the bill and send it to President Trump. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The National Football League looking at starting training camps. And, of course, another classic Shocker baseball broadcast tonight. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
In Nevada, time again to deal the cards and roll the dice. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Even 10 in the morning now. It is a hot one. 8:08. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. 77 degrees. A former Missouri police officer made the ultimate sacrifice while trying to save his friend's business from looters. Fox's Trace Gallagher has details.
77-year-old David Dorn was guarding the shop for a friend who owned it when looters broke in and opened fire. The last moments of Dorn's life were caught on video and posted on Facebook Live. The video was initially taken down by Facebook and then put back up to, quote, raise awareness and condemn the event. It's been viewed more than 90,000 times. David Dorn served 38 years on the St. Louis Police Department. He retired in 2007 and went on to become the police chief of Moline Acres, a small town in St. Louis County. Dorn's colleagues say his mission was to make sure his officers would adhere to the strictest of standards.
Dorn, one of 32 officers who were either injured or killed since the George Floyd protests began.
In Nevada, time again to deal the cards and roll the dice.
After more than 2.5 months of being closed due to the coronavirus, Nevada's casinos are reopening. MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment will open some of their properties on the Las Vegas Strip, which will be marked by the restart of the famous Bellagio fountains. Harrah's will reopen tomorrow, and Excalibur is set for next week. The Fremont Street Experience, a pedestrian mall with a light show and shops and a zip line, welcomed back visitors yesterday, while the opening of the Miracle Mile Shops, a shopping mall on the Strip, has been moved to next Tuesday out of an abundance of caution. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A birthday to remember for a 105-year-old woman thanks to a Facebook plea.
Staff at Codner Park Care Home in England taking to Facebook to ask folks to send resident Ada Daniel 105 cards to help celebrate her 105th birthday. Reps revealing the widow has no surviving family. Generous strangers sending the birthday girl nearly 200 cards. Daniel overjoyed, spending her big day opening the messages. Reps for the care home say they are overwhelmed by the incredible response, adding, in these unprecedented and uncertain times, it's fantastic that the community can pull together to make someone's day extra special. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning at 9 a.m., once again, we're going to have a bit of a closure from on the ramp from southbound I-135 to eastbound Kellogg. That ramp's going to close from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. again today. And remember, also again tomorrow. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We had a complex of thunderstorms roll across parts of northern and eastern Kansas last night, dropping some rain and causing some severe weather. But for us, it's been quiet and will continue that way throughout the rest of the week. Sunny and hot, 92 by noontime, 97 this afternoon, partly cloudy, 72 tonight, 98 for the high tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, an east wind at 9 miles per hour and 77 degrees. 8:11, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And in Minneapolis, the first of several George Floyd funerals are being held today. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso is with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you.
So you're saying, we're saying that there are going to be several services for Mr. Floyd. Is that correct?
It'll be three services over 6 days in three cities. And so today it's the private service in Minneapolis, at the North Central University. There, a second memorial Saturday for George Floyd in North Carolina, where he was born. His funeral, and where he grew up, in Houston. That happens on Monday. He'll be buried there on Tuesday. And organizers say that the memorials, they want to acknowledge the meaning Floyd had in life to his large family. and also his broader meaning that he assumed in death. And so due to coronavirus, there's going to be restrictions on attendance and things like that. People have to wear masks. But what we're hearing is that there's going to be personal tributes and eulogies. Al Sharpton's going to be there, as well as other civil rights leaders. Floyd's final journey, designed with intention, his family says, having left Houston for Minneapolis in 2014 in search of a job and a new life, you know, he's going to retrace that path.
Now, again, these are these public? Can the public come to these things? And again, I think you mentioned the fact that would there be separation, distancing, and so forth?
Yeah, there's going to be distancing. It's only going to be about 20% capacity at the at his memorials, mm-hmm. In terms of the venues that the family are using. Public viewing in North Carolina and in Houston today, we're told, is a private service in Minneapolis.
Certainly his death at the hands of the police have raised the specter and the issue of black and white and racial tensions and so forth. And of course, with all the demonstrations all over the country, even here in Wichita, a few. When these funeral services are finally concluded, then things will calm down a little bit and try to get back to normal and maybe take some lessons from all of this. What do you think, Jeff?
I think that's the hope. I think that's the hope. We know that once the three other officers were charged yesterday, the main suspect in the case, his case was up to second-degree murder. We still saw violence play out on the streets in several cities, including New York, where a couple of officers were stabbed. One was shot overnight during violence in that city that was supposed to be shut down because of curfews. That didn't happen. So I think that there's hope that that's going to happen, but we'll just have to see how it plays out.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso reporting there from Chicago about what's going to happen with Mr. George Floyd's funerals. 8:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNS, KNSS. Almost lost that last S there. We had another sunny, warm, Ted would call it a hot day yesterday. We've been bickering, Ted and I, bitterly this morning about the definition between hot and warm. It's going to be warm today with a high of 95, but Ted said it's going to be hot. I think you're right. I mean, we're going up to 97. We're going to go for 97 today. We're just going to go ahead and call it a hot day. What the heck? I'll cave. On this date in 1965, I don't remember this. I was around, but an F2 tornado with a track 8 miles long and nearly 600 yards wide struck Haven, Kansas. Just up the road here, tornado killed three, causing $100,000 in damage. And that was in 1965 on this date. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted. And I have some information here about Apple. Okay. Apple's watching the looters who have pillaged its stores during the protests.
Yeah.
Thieves who made off with iPhones from Apple stores quickly learned that the gadgets were loaded with special security software. It displays a special message for looters. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted. So apparently these people who stole the phones from the Apple store are going to have to get rid of them pretty quick or the police are going to catch
them. Why are they telling him that? I didn't understand why they're broadcasting.
Good idea. Why not? The on-screen message popped up on social media posts by disappointed thieves. That's a good call, Ted. Why would they tell him? But apparently they just wanted to make a point. Anyway, they don't get their Apple phones back from these thieves who took them. Looters, 8:16 now, Stephen Ted. And again, just a couple of notes. A fairly quiet night last night in Wichita, after all some of the stuff that happened the last two nights. And then, but we did have somebody shoot out the windows over at Exploration Place, which is a pretty nasty thing to do. Just an act of vandalism. You know, remember Bobby Stout, the former police officer who was active in Crime Stoppers, and we got to know Bob pretty well. And he always said, you know, the one thing I don't understand, he says, is people who just randomly destroy other people's property. He did not like and does not like vandals.
It happens all the time.
Because it's a huge thing, and He could never see what's the thrill of breaking and destroying other people's property. I don't get it either. Okay. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, we got the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, which is right here in Wichita. We're going to have some more inductees coming in. Is that
right, class of 2020 announced by the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame yesterday. That does include three guys that played football at Kansas State. We're all All-Americans, and then they all went on to play in the NFL. They all grew up right here in Kansas. Terrence Newman from Salina, Darren Sproles, Olathe, Jordy Nelson, Leonardville.
Three great football players.
How about those three former Kansas State Wildcats getting into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame?
Wow.
You've also got a guy that played for Wichita State baseball, Casey Blake. Great third baseman.
He's
went on to play many years in the major leagues.
Yeah.
You've got a former Kansas Jayhawk basketball guy, KU basketball star Drew Gooden, who went on to a long career in the NBA. And the guy that was right here in Wichita, Adrian Griffin. Great performer in the Wichita City League. Led his team, Wichita East High School, to a state title in high school basketball. Had a great college career at Seton Hall. Then a long career in the NBA as a player. And he's still an assistant coach in the NBA. Some good names there, among others.
You bet.
The induction ceremony will be held in early October at the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. This year's class of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. In these times of pandemic, many league sports are trying to get back into the swing of things. Let's see how a couple of different sports leagues are going at it right now.
The NBA Board of Governors set to approve Commissioner Adam Silver's plan for a 22-team restart Thursday, established next month in the hub city of Orlando. This would see teams on the verge of a playoff spot or already locked in duke it out over eight regular season games to figure out conference seedings for the playoffs, while clubs who are hanging on the outside looking in for the postseason, they'll take part in play-in tournaments to establish the eight seeds. It's a different case for Major League Baseball. They've rejected a players' union proposal for a 114-game regular season with full prorated salaries. The league not offering a counter this time, essentially leaving two options on the table, a 50-game season with full prorated pay or an 82-game season with additional cuts to paychecks. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And as we talked a little bit about yesterday, the National Football League is now just weeks away from supposedly getting training camp started. Thoughts from Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider.
The NFL, while sometimes I think we say that maybe they're being naive to the idea of being able to play games in stadiums with fans, would rather take this step by step with an ultimate goal in sight and then make adjustments as they go, as opposed to maybe getting caught without a plan. And this is the next step. So Protocol 2, they will have certainly many aspects, many health factors, many safety precautions in place to make sure that when they do allow training camps to begin, the teams will have to follow those rules in order to go ahead forward with their camps.
A couple of good birthdays today. How about Tony Pena, 63 today. Longtime Major League Baseball catcher and, of course, had a stint as the manager of the Kansas City Royals.
That's right.
In fact, was the American League Manager of the Year in 2003 when the Royals got off to that great start and finished with a winning record. Tony Pena is 63 today. One of the great Shocker basketball players of all time, birthday today. Xavier McDaniel, the X-Man, is 57 today. He's in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Great career at Wichita State, including his senior year when he dominated the nation.
I can just remember a quick story that seeing him play as a freshman. I don't go to many Shocker games. And it was just a rare occasion. A buddy and I went to the Shocker game. He was playing as a freshman. I turned to my buddy and I said, you know, that guy's going to be a great one. You could tell when he was a freshman.
Yeah,
he just had he had the tools, and he was the attitude.
Mm-hmm. And he was on that team with all those huge. Yeah. He was on that team with Antoine and Cliff and all those great players. But here comes this freshman wearing this weird little elbow pad, which he wore his freshman year. He had that yellow orange. But he had that yellow elbow pad.
But he had the heart.
You could tell.
Could tell.
Like, this guy. And then, of course, his sophomore year, he just blew up. And like, oh, how good is this guy?
Right.
He averaged 27 points and 15 rebounds a game his senior year. Led the nation in rebounding and scoring in the same year.
How many times has that happened?
First time a Division I player had ever done it.
Ever.
It's happened a couple times since. But he was the first one to do it at the Division I level.
Wow.
Then played 13 years in the NBA. He's only 6'7".
I know.
But he seemed like he was much bigger than that.
And the other great, the greatest, Dave Stallworth was only 6'7".
Yeah.
Not by those standards, not a tall guy.
We just talked about Wes Unseld, who died earlier. He was 6'7".
Yeah.
One of the great basketball players of all time.
Those three guys had something in common. They all had huge hearts, and they were competitors. All right.
X-Man, 57 today.
Yeah.
And all week long, we've been bringing you classic Shocker baseball games from the 1989 College World Series in Omaha as the Shockers were on their way to a national championship. It's been fun to listen to these games all week long over on Sports Radio KFH. I listened for quite a while last night to that game between Wichita State and top seed Florida State. The Shockers had to win to keep their season alive, and they did.
They did.
But it was fun to listen to. Yeah. These games have not been on the air in 31 years since they were broadcast live with Mike Kennedy right here on KNSS.
That's fun.
So we've been bringing you one game every night this week. Our next one is tonight. Wichita State against top seed Florida State with the whole season on the line for both teams. Loser eliminated, and the winner would advance to the national title game.
Then
it was a high-scoring game, too. So you'll have fun listening to that one tonight. And that is going to be at 6 o'clock, rebroadcast of that classic Shocker game on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, right after the drive with Bob and Jeff Lutz. 6 o'clock tonight, great Shocker baseball rebroadcast over on Sports Radio KFH. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
823 now here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, keeping people responsible to the Constitution. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.